This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Sameet Chavan, Chief Technical and Derivatives Analyst at Angel Broking. He gave us one buy and one sell call for the short term. In the last week, trading started on a flat note on Monday, but Nifty gradually resumed its upward trajectory to reclaim 13,000 mark first and then clocked fresh record highs as the week progressed. There was no major movement, but overall bias remained positive as we managed to add another couple of percent to the previous weekly close. There has been no stopping for the recent rally, and it's been more than 1.5 months now for the markets giving gravity-defying moves. For the week gone by, if we look at the benchmark, we may not get the real picture of the overall action, but if we take a glance at some of the individual themes like auto, we see individual stocks have given spectacular moves throughout the week. We have been hovering in the overbought territory for the last 2 to 3 weeks, but sometimes the market does not respect the theory and hence it can remain overbought for a long time as well, the analyst said. The optimism has now turned into a bit of euphoria, and when such a condition happens, it's advisable to be a bit proactive and take some money off the table, especially for a momentum trader, the analyst said. Undoubtedly, the broader degree trend remains strongly bullish, and in case of any meaningful decline, one should stick to the buy on decline strategy, the analyst added. As far as levels are concerned, 13,300 to 13,500 would be seen as an immediate resistance zone, whereas on the lower side, 13,150 to 13,100 are the levels to watch out for. If we observe the intraday charts, we can see the formation of the rising wedge pattern on the hourly chart, and hence, a move below 13,100 would lead to further profit booking towards 12,980 to 12,900. Here is one buy and one sell call for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Force Motors is the buy call. Target price is ₹1,420. Stop loss is ₹1,197. And upside potential for this call is 12%. Auto was one of the few sectors which initiated a U-turn after March fiasco. We witnessed a V-shaped recovery in the first 5 months from April to August, followed by a brief pause of nearly 2 months. In fact, in the week gone by, some of the stocks from this space just took off, and Force Motors was one of them. Due to the recent rally, the stock prices are back to the pre-COVID levels, and on the daily chart, we can see the breakout of the bullish flag pattern. Volumes have been exceptional in the last couple of days' surge, and hence, the analyst expects the stock to continue this northward journey in the near term as well. And HDFC Bank is the sell call. Target price is ₹1,320. Stop loss is ₹1,436. And downside possibility for this call is 5%. This marquee banking name is not associated with the tag of bearish along with it. The longer term view remains bullish, but on a smaller time frame chart, we are seeing some signs of exhaustion, which may also be interpreted as a profit booking after a gigantic rally, the analyst said. During the latter half of the week, the stock prices started sulking a bit after some unfavorable news flow. This is getting reflected in the stock price as we can see a slightly bigger bearish candle on the weekly chart. In fact, on the daily time frame, it's challenging the key 20-day exponential moving average placed at ₹1,380 to ₹1,370. The moment we see the stock sliding below ₹1,370, we may see extended profit booking in this stock, the analyst said. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.